This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to The Morning Run with Lynn, Julian and Shaoning. It is 9:17 in the morning and the KLCI is still in the red, down 0.2% at 1,648 points.
Yes, that's right. Along with the rest of the region as well, no change, all except for Korea, which is up today by about 0.5% right now.
And so the Securities Commission has also released an updated list of Sharia-compliant securities approved by its Sharia Advisory Council on the 31st of May. And it features a total of 689 Sharia-compliant securities, which constitute 77% of the total, just shy of 900 listed securities on Bursa Malaysia.
Now, the list includes 14 newly classified Sharia-compliant securities and excludes 10 from the previous list that was issued in November 2018. This list is updated twice a year and is based on companies' latest annual audited financial statements. Now, the list has become increasingly important over time as Sharia-compliant funds, there are more and more in the market. Currently, if we just look at just unit trusts, Sharia funds account for 26% of the total net asset value of Bursa's market capitalization.
And those have a value of about 96 billion ringgit. Now, so to find out the impact of the changes to the list on Malaysia's equity markets, as well as the criteria used by the SAC, BFM's producer Roshan Kanesan speaks to Muhammad Zulfazli bin Zulkifli, a chief investment officer at UOB Islamic Asset Management.
What is the criteria used by the Sharia Advisory Council of the Securities Commission to compile the list of Sharia-compliant securities?
So the Sharia Advisory Council of the Security Commission Malaysia adopts a two-tier quantitative approach. It applies the business activity benchmark and the financial ratio benchmarks in determining the Sharia status of the listed securities. Basically, the securities will be classified as Sharia compliant if the business activities and financial ratios are within the benchmarks. The business activities that the Sharia Advisory Council of the Securities Commission Malaysia looks at are conventional banking, conventional insurance, gambling, liquor, pork, non-halal food, Sharia non-compliant entertainment, tobacco and tobacco-related activities, as well as dividends from Sharia non-compliant investments, share trading, stockbroking business, and rental received from Sharia non-compliant activities.
So these are the different criteria that could lead you to either be included in the list or be pushed out of the list.
Yes, so these are just the business activities. There are also some financial ratios that need to be considered as well, such as the cash over total assets and also debt over total assets.
With regard to those two factors, what would lead you to be included or disincluded from the list?
So if you do too much of a certain activity, let's say they are the business has more than 20% of activities that are not Sharia compliant, then they will be excluded from the list. If you have more than 5% coming from liquor, you will be excluded. So the things that the different business activities has different thresholds. So they have two thresholds. One is 5% and one is 20%. The 20% is a shorter list. It's just trading in securities and rent from non-Sharia compliant activities. The 5% threshold is quite long and it includes the liquor, pork and non-halal food items and tobacco-related activities, for example.
Okay, and who uses this list and why is it so important?
Oh, the list is quite important because it's usually used by fund managers that are managing Islamic Sharia compliant portfolios that have equity holdings. So in order for the portfolio to be considered as Sharia compliant, the fund managers of these funds have to ensure that the equities that they purchase for the funds are on the list.
Fazli, this time around, what notable names were inserted or deleted from the list?
I've looked at it like the one significant name that has a significant market value is Bursa. So it's a new entrant into the list. If you look in the morning of Friday itself, the price action is already up 4.5%. So basically, because the smaller investable universe, investors with Sharia mandates are likely to chase up good Sharia compliant stocks, and Bursa Malaysia is one of the stocks that's been chased up.
Okay, and if we look at deletions using past examples of companies that have been removed, what can we expect to the stock price of these companies?
So among the stocks that have been removed from the list have been AirAsia, Bumi Abadan. This is in the past, Media Chinese, YTL Power, SP Setia. So basically, when the stocks been removed from the list, there's selling pressure that kicks in as investors with Sharia mandates rebalance their portfolios. Because once you are out of the list, investors with Sharia mandates are given 6 months from the day of the exclusion to dispose Sharia non-compliant securities.
So, Fazi, can you give us some background on why this list came to be?
Okay, so this list came to be as part of Malaysia's effort to be the center of Islamic finance. So, in an Islamic capital market, transactions are carried out in a way that do not conflict with the conscience of Muslims and the religion of Islam. There's a religious law so that the market is free from activities prohibited by Islam, such as usury, gambling, and ambiguity. As the market became more complex and sophisticated, it needed support infrastructure so that the system could operate and function more efficiently and effectively. So the Sharia Advisory Council was established in May 1996 to advise the SC on matters pertaining to the Islamic capital market. The list of Sharia compliant securities is part of the effort to strengthen the Islamic capital market in Malaysia to support fund managers managing Islamic funds.
And that was Mohammad Zulfazli bin Zulkifli, Chief Investment Officer at UOB Islamic Asset Management, shedding some light on this new updated list of Sharia compliant securities.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.